The 2001 attacks, in which terrorists hijacked airliners to use as guided missiles, sparked a major overhaul of the U.S. intelligence community. Yet on Christmas Day, a would-be suicide bomber, 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, nearly blew up an airliner in flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. President Obama said Abdulmutallab was acting on orders from Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. Not only did he manage to get explosives on board the aircraft, but he got on the U.S.-bound flight even after his own father had warned the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria of his son's growing radical Islamist sympathies. Professor Amy Ziegart, who teaches on intelligence issues at UCLA, says the Christmas Day attack was clearly a major intelligence failure.
I think it's hard to conclude that it's an intelligence success when somebody who is a foreign national, and there's a tip by NSA 6 months before, or however many months before, from August, whose father actually warns U.S. officials that he's become an extremist, gets on an airplane and tries to blow it up. And the pieces were in the system and nobody sought to really raise the alarm. How can you conclude it's anything but a failure?
In the post-9/11 intelligence reorganization, a new Office of National Intelligence was created to oversee the 16 disparate agencies dealing in intelligence. The Department of Homeland Security was born to pull together domestic intelligence efforts, including airport security. And perhaps most significantly, the National Counterterrorism Center, or NCTC, was set up so all the intelligence agencies could pool information related to terrorism. Current and former intelligence officials argue that the information on Abdulmutallab was, in fact, shared. But as former CIA Director General Michael Hayden tells VOA, it was never properly analyzed, connecting the dots, as intelligence officers like to call it, to raise warning signals.
These dots look very powerful and very connected in retrospect, but given the vast ocean of dots that analysts have to work with in prospect, this is a very daunting task every day, and for the most part, they get it right. Here they didn't. They didn't connect the dots, or at least didn't connect them in time to take action.
Amy Ziegart says the system works better than it used to, particularly with regard to the National Counterterrorism Center. But she adds, the intelligence bureaucracy has become more cumbersome than ever.
By most accounts, NCTC has been a dramatic improvement over the fragmented system we had before. But we seem to be so bureaucratized with all these reforms, with so many watch lists and so many fusion centers and so many procedures, that the system can't work. The bureaucracy is strangling itself.
But General Hayden says errors will occur because intelligence agencies are not infallible, especially when confronted with a tsunami of information from a wide range of human and electronic sources.
So the real challenge here is the analysis that puts the information together. These young folks get it right almost all the time, but it is unreasonable to expect they will get it right all the time in every instance.
Ziegart warns against another rush to overhaul the intelligence system in the wake of the Christmas Day incident.
I hope what we will not see is yet more reorganization, because, as you know, whenever there's an intelligence failure, our immediate reaction is, let's create another agency, or let's reorganize the ones we have. That's not what we need to be doing here. We need to make the system we have work better, not create a new system.
Former CIA Director Hayden agrees.
What you have is a very difficult task. It seemed to have worked quite well over the past 8 years. In this instance, it didn't. But given the reality that you can never be 100% successful, when you have a failure, the initial instinct to go back and condemn the entire structure and the entire system is actually counterproductive and frankly, quite destructive.
Nevertheless, what Amy Ziegart calls the finger-pointing of blame has already begun, with the State Department and the National Counterterrorism Center as particular targets. At least two congressional committees have already planned investigative hearings on the Christmas Day plot. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.